Good evening. This is Archdeacon Steve West, the parish priest of St. Barnabas Parish in the Anglican Church in the Diocese of Trinidad and Tobago. I welcome you to reflection on this first Sunday of Advent, Year C. Our readings today, Jeremiah chapter 33, verses 14 to 16. Psalm 25, Paul's first letter to the Thessalonians, chapter 3, verses 9 to 13, and the Gospel of Luke, chapter 21, verses 25 to 36. Let us pray. The Lord is here, His Spirit is with us. We need not fear, because His Spirit is with us. We are surrounded by love, for His Spirit is with us. And so we are immersed in peace, for His Spirit is with us. And so we rejoice in hope, for His Spirit is with us. And we travel in faith, because His Spirit is with us. Amen. Sovereign Lord, we live in a world that each day tears itself apart. It breaks what was meant to be whole, accepts as normal that which was never part of your plan, and hides its face in the presence of its Maker. Sovereign Lord, each of us floods our day with nothing of real worth and allows those things that matter to trickle through our sieve-like lives. No time to worship, no time to pray, no time for you, Lord, no time today. Sovereign Lord, all things in Christ are changed, eternally made new. In Christ, we are given a whole new experience of belonging to each other as we belong to Him. Sovereign Lord, in Christ is the end and the beginning of all things. Amen. Lord, we come to worship You with hope and joy. We ask that by Your Holy Spirit, You use our worship to prepare us for the coming of Jesus. May the words of Scripture we hear read and the word of hope that is proclaimed fill our lives with joy and give You all the glory through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. We have the hymn, The Advent of Our King, CPWI 52.
Thank you.
We pray the collect for the first Sunday of Advent, followed by our parish prayer. Let us pray. Almighty God, give us grace to cast away the works of darkness and put on the armor of light. Now in the time of this mortal life, in which your Son Jesus Christ came to visit us in great humility, that in the last day, when he shall come again in his glorious majesty to judge both the living and the dead, we may rise to the life immortal through him who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Gracious God, you sent your only Son, Jesus, to be for us an example of godly living. Empower us by your Holy Spirit to treasure your creation, that we may be his faithful disciples in our time and place, making disciples of all nations, sharing his words with all who need to hear them, and helping our brothers and sisters to experience life in all its fullness. All to your honor and glory, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Our reflection today is entitled, Casting Away the Works of Darkness. Casting away the works of darkness. In our collect today, we prayed, Almighty God, give us grace to cast away the works of darkness and put on the armor of light. Now in the time of this mortal life, in which your Son Jesus Christ came to visit us in great humility, that in the last day, when he shall come again in his glorious majesty to judge both the living and the dead, we may rise to life immortal. If we truly desire to live out our petition to cast away the works of darkness, what are we called to do? Our first step should be to come to know God, and in obedience to the first commandment, in that knowledge, strive to love God with all our heart and soul and mind and strength. For to know is to love. As we come to know God, we are able to identify with the words of the psalmist in Psalm 25. The psalmist writes, To you, O Lord, I lift up my soul. My God, I put my trust in you. Psalm 25, verse 1a. When we know God, we will be able to acknowledge that God is spirit, and we must worship God in spirit and truth. In worship, we are able to lift up our hearts and hands to the Lord. As we worship in spirit and truth, God's gift of the Holy Spirit will enable us to come to trust God, to acknowledge that when God makes a promise, it is as good as done. In our Old Testament lesson today from Jeremiah 33, verses 14 to 16, God makes a promise to God's people. God says to the children of Israel via the prophet Jeremiah, who, remember, was called by God to pluck up and to pull down, to destroy and to overthrow, to build and to plant. Jeremiah 1 verse 10b. God says to the people through this prophet, in their state of hopelessness and despair, as they and the holy city of Jerusalem are besieged by the Babylonians, God says, the days are coming when I will fulfill the promise I made to the house of Israel and the house of Judah. In those days, and at that time I will cause a righteous branch to spring up from David, for David, and he will execute justice and righteousness in the land. In those days, Judah will be saved, and Jerusalem will live in safety. Jeremiah 33, verses 14 to 16a. As we study the Bible and come to know God, we will know that over 600 years later, God's words became a living word in Jesus, the Messiah, the Son of God, the Word made flesh. Although the dynasty of David seemed to have come to an end at the exile in Babylon, Jesus, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, was born of David's line. That is, a shoot from the stump of Jesse, David's father, and a branch from his roots. Isaiah chapter 11, verse 1. This awesome God is able to do what God says. God will do it in God's time and in God's way. God in love sent Jesus, God's Son, to redeem the world from sin and death. Jesus and his teachings were God's response to the psalmist who pleaded, "Show me thy ways, O Lord, and teach me your paths. Lead me in your truth and teach me." Psalm 25, verse 3 and 4a. Jesus, in his ministry, affirmed that he was the way, the truth, and the life. Jesus pointed out to the disciple Thomas, "No one comes to the Father except through me. If you know me, you will know my Father also." John 14, verse 6b and 7a. If we want to cast away the works of darkness from our lives, we have to come to know and believe in Jesus. And as we know and trust him, we will know and trust the Father. God the Father sent the Son, Jesus, to teach, preach, and heal, to enable us to know and experience God's love, and enable us to cast away the darkness of the world and follow Jesus, who is the light of the world. If our petition in the collect today is to be fulfilled, we have to read, mark, learn, and inwardly digest the Word of God. We have to come to know Christ, to expose ourselves to his teachings, and strive to live by the principles and precepts that Jesus taught. We will learn that through the death of Jesus on the cross, whenever we sin, that is, whenever we follow the works of darkness, if we are truly penitent, we can receive forgiveness of our sins. We are reminded that he died that we might be forgiven. When we, by God's grace, are able to put away the works of darkness, with our sins forgiven, we can put on Christ, the armor of light, the light that can conquer the darkness of the world, the darkness of sin and death. The psalmist affirms, "Gracious and upright is the Lord. Therefore, he teaches sinners in his way. He guides the humble into doing right and teaches his way to the lowly." Psalm 25, verses 7 and 8. Through the branch from the stump of Jesse, that is, Jesus the Christ, God has not only undertaken to teach sinners in his way and guide the humble into doing right and teach his way to the lowly. God has offered us God's gift of salvation. God in love through Jesus has called us to be God's children by adoption and grace. God through Jesus has given us forgiveness of our sins. God through Jesus has given us the gift of the Holy Spirit to lead us into all truth. The truth about God, the truth about ourselves, the truth about others. As we come to the truth by way of the Holy Spirit, we are able to cast away the works of darkness and put on the armor of light. Not our light, but the light of Christ, which is able to shine in and through us. Under the guidance of the Holy Spirit, we are able to call God Father. We are able to identify our gifts and be moved to develop those gifts and use them for the building up of the body of Christ and for the good of all of God's people. With the armor of light, we are able to truly live as disciples of Christ, loving God and loving others as we love ourselves. As we love ourselves as children of God and inheritors of God's kingdom. Let us therefore strive in this season of Advent, as we prepare to commemorate the birth of Jesus, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, as we approach the end of one year and look forward to a new year, let us, with the help of the Holy Spirit, cast away the works of darkness and put on the armor of light. Therefore, when Jesus comes again to judge the living and the dead, as he will, we will be a part of his kingdom and experience the fulfillment of another of God's promises. Amen. Let us pray. Remember us in your love, O Lord. We put our trust in you. Lord Jesus Christ, we look for signs of your dawning kingdom. Keep your church expectant for the fulfillment of your promises. Keep us alert and focused on the hope of your coming. Remember us in love, O Lord. We put our trust in you. Lord Jesus Christ, we look for signs of your justice. Raise up rulers and leaders of integrity and peace. Give your people cause to sing the song of your freedom. Remember us in love, O Lord. We put our trust in you. Lord Jesus Christ, we look for signs of your renewal. Refresh the face of the earth, breathing new life into the fallow ground. Sustain us with your abundant grace. Remember us in love, O Lord. We put our trust in you. Lord Jesus Christ, we look for signs of your righteousness. Strengthen the hearts of all who are anxious or are in distress. Remember us, O Lord, in your compassion and love. Remember us in your love, O Lord. We put our trust in you. Lord Jesus Christ, we look for signs of your redemption. Restore to life all who have died in faith or fear. You are our salvation, and we trust in your mercy. Remember us in your love, O Lord. We put our trust in you. As our Savior Christ had commanded and taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. And may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all, now and forever. Amen. We have the hymn CPWI 358, Ye Servants of God. Let us pray. Teach us, good Lord, to serve you as you deserve, to give and not to count the cost, to fight and not to heed the wounds, to toil and not to seek for rest, to labor and not to ask for any reward save that of knowing we do your will. And in that service, O God, we pray that you will continue to make us instruments of your peace. Where there is hatred, let us, O love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. O Divine Master, grant that we may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And in this season of Advent, may God May the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ open all our eyes, that we may see that blessed hope to which we are called, that we may all together glorify the only true God and Jesus Christ, whom he has sent down to us from heaven, to whom with the Father and the Holy Spirit be rendered all honor and glory to all eternity. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be upon you and remain with you today, this week, and always. Amen. And we pray that the season of Advent would be a fruitful spiritual season for all of us as we strive this week to live in hope and understand and appreciate God's love for each of us. Do have a spirit-filled, rewarding, and productive week. We end with the hymn, O Come, O Come, Emmanuel.